Lady Man Beer Garden, Neil Atkinson, Paul Cope, taking it easy, talking about Liverpool beating Genk by 4-1. And it's all about the goals, Paul, and it's all about one goal. It is the goal from Oxlade-Chamberlain, a second goal, is genuinely, no shadow of a doubt, one of the greatest goals I've ever seen in a football match. It is genuinely one of the most astonishing finishes imaginable. Everything about it is stupendous. It almost makes you wonder why we often bother talking about the other 90 minutes. You and I often do the review, and we'll talk about shape, and we'll talk about structure, and we'll talk about approaches. And then a footballer just does something like that, and it is just the most perfect thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. And this show should be sponsored by the word ludicrous, because I'm going to use that word constantly, and I'm not going to apologise for it. That goal is ludicrous, and we shouldn't allow it to be forgotten quickly, because that's the type of goal where I think it can be, where people will soon just forget about it and stop talking about it. And we hear this line a lot, but if it was Lionel Messi, we'd be banging on about it and banging on about it and banging on about it. And we shouldn't not bang on about it, because it's not Lionel Messi, if that makes sense. It's absolutely incredible to even think about doing it, to even have the tenacity, the audacity to try it as it's rolled back into him, to think I can score from here with the outside of my right foot. It's the type of thing we wouldn't even try in a game messing about with our mates, and he's doing it in the Champions League. And yeah, we should just be talking about this. I actually thought, watching him and Keita in that team together for the first time, it'd be difficult for us now to predict what our Champions League final team is going to be.